I ended up having to take a shovel to try and get some of that off. So we will have that fixed, though, by the time we get into Armstrong and Getty. Yeah, not to worry. Hey, it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today on the show, we got Leadership Reading, and then we have Haven Humane will join us today. Mimi Mosey's going to call in today, and then another guest hopefully will make it today. Story's got a four-wheel drive vehicle, so he'll make it today. But you were telling me you've got the weather report, though, right?
I do have the weather report.
Let's start with that, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, so today – sorry, I was looking at tonight. Today we have rain and snow, and then a chance of showers. We're going to have a high of 46. If you're not aware already, it's snowing right now. I think that's pretty obvious. I almost died on my way here. Tonight, more rain and snow with a low of 35. And then we're going to have pretty clear skies Wednesday on.
Cold, though, right?
Well, Wednesday on, we're going to be in the mid to low 50s with lows in the high 20s, low 30s.
Now, Friday night, 35. Yeah. And then we're going to get it back in the rain again.
Keep going.
I interrupted you.
No, you're good.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know what? We're getting the rain we need. I don't see, it doesn't look like it's still snowing out there.
No.
Okay, hey, but the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, been in the business a couple of decades. They take really good care of their customers. They do treat their customers like warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, road conditions. Okay. I am going to find it here in a second. Where am I? Here I am. Sorry. Okay, on the I-5, if you're wondering about Southern California, and this is as of 6:49 this morning, they're having mudslides on I-5 down in Southern California. Now, up here in Northern California, northbound trucks are being held 10 miles north of Redding at Fondale due to adverse weather. Change required on all vehicles, except, as we know, four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires on all four vehicles, on all four wheels, from 24 miles north to 26 miles north of Redding. Chains or required on all vehicles except the four-wheel drive vehicles. 19 miles south of Dunsmuir to 16 miles south of Dunsmuir, so it's like 3 miles there. They're being screened. Southbound trucks are being screened 10 miles south of the Oregon state line. Drivers must have maximum chains in their possessions in order to proceed for trucks. And a high wind advisory is Yolo Tehama County. 44 chain or snow tires required from 9 miles west of Shingletown to 5 miles west of Shingletown. Chains required except on all vehicles those vehicles with snow tires on all four wheels from Biola to 8 miles west of Old Station, from Old Station to Lassen County, and 299 is closed from 12 miles east of Blue Lake to the junction of SR 96 in Willow Creek in Humboldt County. Yep.
That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, but it should be, according to the, that we're going to have the snow showers until about 10 a.m., then rain. Now, you were in Palisadro.
It was just raining.
It was just raining.
It was raining hard, though.
But when did it start? When did the snow start?
Right when I got like, right where the freeway separates, leaving Palisadro.
Yeah.
It was like right about where.
Oh, it started there, up the hill there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was fun in your car with no heater.
I'm fishtailing.
No defroster.
I'm fishtailing half asleep.
And do you have tires on your car?
I have rear wheel drive.
Whoa.
So it's not good for snow. yeah.
Okay. All right.
I manage.
We got a full day today. This first half hour, though, if you have something stuck in your craw, now's the time to do it. I've been researching other things. Had something slap me in the face that I can't talk about right now because we have to see what happens. Give it a few more days before I mention it because it may not happen. I don't want to cause any consternation over something that doesn't happen, but if it does, it could cause some problems. Not here at the station. Station's fine, except I have snow on the antenna. I should, or on the dish. I should show you how to clean that. You're young and strong, and we'll get that clean. Okay. What other things are going on here? I hate to start off with this. I really do. I'm gonna tell the story without comment. In a road race, or a race in Canada, a biological male has won the Masters Division female running event in Canada. 50-year-old Tiffany Newell came in first place at the in the 1,500-meter race at the Canadian Masters Indoor Championship over the weekend, with the race being open to women ages 50 to 54. Now, Tiffany was a minute faster than the only competitor in that division, the only other competitor in that division. Now, last year, Newell set a new Canadian record in the 5,000 race in the women's 45 to 49 category. And this record was ratified. Now, Newell started transitioning in 2017, and testosterone levels have been under 5 or whatever that reading means for over a year, and says, I think there could be, I don't want to run against men because I don't feel comfortable running against men because I'm a woman. However, having an all others, like an open category where transgenders can run against transgenders, is not a problem to me. I'm starting to see states that are starting to make it, they're starting to make laws against transgender males running against females.
Yeah.
It's starting to happen. You know, if you told me this 5 years ago, I don't know if I would have taken it with that's not going to happen. But it is.
Yeah, we just live in such a weird time.
We do. Have you ever heard of that actor Tom Sizemore?
No.
He's been in a number of movies. He's a younger guy. But he's been in things like Searching for Private Ryan. He played the platoon sergeant in that. He's been in just a number of Black Hawk Down. He played a major part in Black Hawk Down. A number of movies. He then got into, as he said in his biography, he started drinking a lot. Mm-hmm. But people could say he'd been drinking. So he said, find me a drug that I can feel really good and feel good inside my skin. So, he went to cocaine. and then from cocaine, he went to heroin.
Of course.
And so he had a number of things happen to him. Beat up his ex-girlfriend, Heidi Fleiss. Mm-hmm. Heidi Fleiss was a well-known madam in New York. Anyway, he had a brain aneurysm last week, and he's on he's been in a coma. He's been on life support. So he's finished. And, you know, I wonder how much of this was brought on by his lifestyle. I mean, he really – he was homeless for a while. I mean, he went in and out of centers. It's a shame when you see somebody that had a career, and he was a good actor.
Yeah.
And then this happened. At the same time and in the same breath, I'm going to talk about Jimmy Carter. Former president is on hospice care. Usually hospice care is for the final days of somebody's life, though people can be in hospice care for a long time. But he's just 90, gosh, how old is he, 90? 90 years old or older. Why don't you look him up? But he's at least 90, maybe even older than that.
He's 98.
98, okay. That's what I knew he was getting up there. And he was elected. He was a one-term president. A lot of things happened during his tenure that were not positive. The hostages were taken in Iran. The rescue attempt went south quick. The interest rates went up to the 16, 17, 18%. To buy a house, you had an 18% loan, maybe higher.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of houses weren't. He froze all the pay for the government, which caused, it was more than 1 year. It was several years. Other things were happening. A lot of, it was early in my military career, but a lot of lieutenants that might have stayed in went to look for jobs in other industries so they could feed their families. And the enlisted Marines were just getting hammered on that, as were all the services. Like I said, he was a one-term president, but then went on to do a lot of things like Habitat for Humanity, a lot of good things for people. And, you could say a lot of things about Carter, but he seemed like a genuinely nice person that got elected president and really didn't know how to run the country.
Yeah.
And those things happen. Anybody that becomes president, I don't see how you can – you can prepare for it like being a governor and governing, maybe a large state.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or in Trump's case, he ran all these businesses, but I'm not saying Trump did a perfect job at all either. And then you have Biden, who's been in government forever, including the vice president for 8 years, and he's had his problems. I don't think you can train anybody. Nobody can prepare you for being president. And we have to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, is just a great, great local business. Outstanding selection of jewelry ranging from a Native American to estate to specially designed pieces and everything in between. A watch repairman, you can get your batteries changed in your watch, walk in there, 5 minutes later you walk out with your batteries changed in your watch. They're really good people. It's a local business. We use them all the time. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Shastabeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shastabeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shastabeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I want to turn the whole thing upside down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the kind of snowy studios outside. It's stopped snowing and the streets are clear, slushy, which means that you can drive at excessive speeds and hit the brakes, thinking that you can stop. Of course, that is. I saw one wreck yesterday. Yeah, by the way, 7:22 in the morning here on the last day of February. 34 degrees out there, maybe a little bit warmer now. I saw a car that the whole front end was smashed in.
Oh, my goodness.
And ambulances were pulling in. The person was still sitting in the driver's seat. And, of course, the fire engine was there. And
yeah.
But it was on the corner
I had to make
Tehama and, what is it? In the, it was on the corner there.
Yeah.
And I was looking around. I didn't see any other car or truck in the vicinity. And the whole front end of this car was smashed.
Goodness.
And I'm trying to think of, what did she hit? You know, because you would think if she hit another car that hard, she was in a small car.
Yeah.
You would think another car she hit that hard would be within 50 or 60 yards of it, you know. But nothing.
Huh.
So maybe she lost control of the car and hit a tree or something and bounced back, but it didn't look like it.
No.
So, anyway, but I hope she's okay. Like I said, the ambulance was showing up. I have to mention this. I've held off on mentioning this, but San Francisco's panel on reparations explained on Tuesday how it came to the recent recommendation that qualifying black residents should receive $5 million each. $5 million each. They unveiled this recommendation in January, arguing that the city owed compensation to black residents for decades of discrimination. The committee's chair, consultant Eric McDonald, now says the $5 million came as a result of a journey rather than a math formula. There wasn't a math formula. It was a journey for the committee towards what could represent a significant enough investment in families to put them on this path to economic well-being, growth, and vitality that chattel slavery and all the policies that flowed from it destroyed. While slavery was never legal in California or in San Francisco, except perhaps for Native Americans or Chinese or Asians that were brought in, but they are not, of course, included in this. They say the city imposed decades of racist policies that economically harmed black residents. City supervisors, however, say the committee, the proposal is unrealistic given the city's budget, however. While not all the city's 50,000 black residents would qualify for a full $5 million payment, the expense would nevertheless be untenable. I wish we had that kind of money in San Francisco's general fund, but if we want to maintain the services that exist today, we do not. They told the, one of the supervisors said. Another official told the newspaper that some San Franciscans had suggested using the revenue brought in by the city's cannabis business tax to help fund reparations. The tax, which has been suspended for years and was recommended for another suspension because they're not making money because people are buying it on the black market, mm-hmm. because tax is too high and you can go down the street to your old supplier and get it cheaper.
Yep.
Than if you buy it in the stores. And that would only raise $10.2 million annually anyway. The proposal also called for debt forgiveness. That's in addition to the $5 million. To be eligible for a proposed program, an applicant must be 18 years old and have identified as black or African American on public documents for at least 10 years. That leaves you out, Liam. They must also prove at least two of the additional criteria, choosing from a list that includes born in San Francisco between 1940 and 1996, has a proof of residency in San Francisco for 13 years, et cetera, et cetera. Personally, or the direct descendant of someone incarcerated by the failed war on drugs. If I was a supervisor, I would be extremely nervous about this because now they've said there are going to be reparations. The committee said there should be reparations. It should be this much money. And they're looking at their budget that says we don't have that money.
No, it's a ridiculous amount of money.
I mean, $5 million to give to somebody, for things, you know, and was there racism in San Francisco? Yes, of course. I mean, we all agree on that. Were blacks, Native Americans,
yeah.
Asians,
yeah.
Treated horribly. Yes. When you start talking about reparations in the state of California, it's about one race,
mm-hmm.
one group of people, black yeah. Americans, and yet you take a look at the other things the state of California has done to people.
And people don't care.
And, Native Americans had something the governor signed to exterminate them.
Mm-hmm.
Exterminate. That was the word, exterminate them.
Yeah.
Nothing's brought up about that. Asians came into the city of San Francisco that were brought in that were slaves, practically slaves.
Yeah.
We talk about human trafficking now. Back then it was just wide open. I just find that this idea is going to cause, besides the fact, you know, they could pare that down. Okay, mm-hmm. we're just going to, everybody gets $100,000.
Well, the problem is, I mean, marginalized communities haven't been able to build generational wealth.
Right.
But we can't give the money back in a way that's equitable. Right. Reparations don't work because there's no way to know who in what like who does we can't give it back equitably because we don't know the history of like each and every family. We don't know
right.
like what happened, right?
Right. This is just
so,
all.
Yeah, and this is across the board. This is
Willie Brown, who is a millionaire several times over. Was the head of the Senate. I mean, this guy was mayor of San Francisco and all this.
Yeah.
Does he get $5 million? I'm not sure he's still alive, but does he get $5 million? What about the
no, I know.
What about people who are successful?
Mm-hmm.
Who've made a success of their lives?
Yeah. I mean, the reality is we can't do reparations because we can't do it equitably, but what we can do is we can create a system where moving forward, people have equal access to opportunity.
Absolutely. Because that's what you want. You want everybody to have equal access. Now, do you want to use money to improve schools? I'm all for that.
Yeah.
How about loans?
Yeah.
You know, for small business loans.
Well, the fact that, I mean, okay, schools even get their funding from property taxes.
Yeah.
The fact that that still happens blows my mind.
Why?
Because it was part of it. It was part of like a, I hate this, but like a racist system. I'm using quotations. Because then people in poor communities got a poor education and they
I see. So
weren't able
based
to.
Based on that area. No, no. Yeah. Okay, I can see where you say that. But I think there's enough money, I think, put into the school systems, you know, from other sources. I mean, you know, the lotto every year pours, you know, hundreds of millions into it. Yet our scores across the board, be it black or white schools, have gone down.
No, you're right.
But I think you're absolutely right. We have to make sure that everybody, when they're growing up, gets a shot at education.
Yep.
I mean, a good shot. And then if you want to have loans to people that fall under these, you know, under these rules, and this is across the board, they should be able to get helped with college.
Yep.
And, you know, to help them. But you're right. You only build generational wealth when you can do things like buy houses.
Yep.
Start businesses. And if people you know, if a young man wants to start a business and he's got everything there, or a young woman of any grade, they should be able to find the funding to help them start that business.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you want to help people, I believe you're right. We got to start building generational wealth that they can pass on.
Yep.
You know, anybody. And we got to take a break. That's just Liam and I agreeing violently about the same thing. Hey, not today, but it's going to clear up Wednesday. Head on down to Quick and Clean Car Wash. That's right. Get your car washed and get it clean of all this stuff that's been falling on it for the last few days. If you know, it's on the corner of Market and Rico Way. It's where I go to take my truck, and it comes out sparkling every time. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. If you buy 10, and you get 3 free. Only a Quick and Clean Car Wash in the corner of Market and Rico Way, right next to Dutch Bros. Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the pay price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Take a load off, Benny. Take a load for free.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Linda is on assignment on Tuesdays. Should I even just say... Yeah, people need to know because she's here most of the week. 7:36 in the morning on the last day of February. 34 degrees out there. It is not snowing right now. Up when you get up north, there have been, you know, roads closed, and you got to make sure you have chains or snow tires on all four wheels to get past Fawndale and going north. I'm here with Brian Scar and Mimi Mosley. Good morning, Mimi.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great there, young lady. Hey, I do have to ask. What kind of, you said, because you're snowed in where you're at right now.
I mean, I'm looking out the window now, and I think, doggone it, I could probably make it over there now.
Now?
But, when about 45 minutes ago, Marty got up and tried to get up the hill, and he's got a big Ford F-150, whatever that is. And he couldn't get up our big hill in Gold Hill. So
he does he have four wheel? Does he have four wheel drive in that truck?
No.
Yeah. Well, then I tell you what, that's not a truck. and I'm going to tell that to Marty. I cannot believe you bought an F-150 or any truck, and you don't have four wheel drive in Redding, California.
Yeah, it's an old one. Yeah, but it's he tried to get up there, and you know, here in Gold Hills, we've got this really big hill to get up, and doesn't look like anybody's getting up it. So, I'm kind of stuck here. So.
Okay, but you're here with us on the phone, and that's great. Okay,
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Mimi.
We're talking leadership writing today, and Brian, you want to start off? You are the
I'm the current vice chair. Okay. This year on the steering committee, so I assist Liz Crane, who is the chair, and Mimi is one of our beloved advisors who's been with us for how many years, Mimi?
Oh, go on. I've been on since 2012.
13 years? No, 11 years.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't add
11
either.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, don't put me in charge of reparations. now, tell people what Leadership Reading is.
Okay, so Leadership Reading it's an opportunity to get a in-depth learning experience about what's going on in the community. we start off by taking 30 individuals to a weekend retreat where they not only get to know themselves better, but they get to know their classmates. They go through some team building exercises, and you leave the weekend with 29 other best friends. And then we start the program year in September. There's 10 different days. You've got we start off with Heritage Day, where we learn the roots of Shasta County and Redding, from the Wintu tribe to the building of the dam and some of the early mining experiences that went on in Shasta County. And then we move on to we've got Social Issues Day, where you're going to get an in-depth experience about what some of the social issues that our community is facing. And we go through all these days throughout the year, and you end up, by the end of the year, you're going to be well-informed about what the issues are. You're going to, you know, have 29 other classmates that you have bonded with that have the same passion of wanting to potentially make Reading a greater place, come up with a class project, and do some really great things in our community and have the tools and resources to be able to do so.
Now, can you give us an example of one of the projects?
There's been many. So Leadership Reading has been a springboard to some pretty phenomenal projects in our community. Kimberly Johnson over at the Legacy, the Center for Children. Did I say that right, Mimi?
No, Children's Legacy.
Children's Legacy.
You had all the words.
Thank you.
and now she's CEO of One Safe Place.
Yeah, and not saying that Leadership Reading was the reason why that happened. Kimberly is amazing, and she probably would have done that on her own. But I think some of the connections that she developed in some of the program days and with her classmates helped kind of bring some of some of the resources together to help springboard and get that thing going quicker. There's been a lot of great. Mimi, do you have any examples?
I was just thinking, like my class, we benefited the Living Hope many, many years ago by what we found out whatever their need was at the time, and then our class decided after going through all the class session days throughout the year, we wanted a service project that would benefit one of the organizations, and Living Hope at the time had a big need is they were feeding people who were experiencing homelessness, but they didn't have trays. They were having to buy paper plates. So even though that was wasn't a huge expense, it was something that we were able to do to make a difference. This year's class is doing a golf tournament, and we're helping with that. And so they're going to have a much larger pool of money to draw from to benefit something in our community, and it'll be up to the class to decide what that will be. And as they go through each session once a month on the first Thursday of every month, and they kind of see what's going on in the city, and they become aware of what's happening and what needs are not being met. And so then they see those needs, and they come together in agreement as a class and say, this is what we're going after. So this will be the first year that they have significant funds to be able to make a difference. So we're excited about that.
Okay. I know that in one year the class came through here. We cycled them through the station here.
We did.
And we were happy to do that. Just to tell them what about interviewing, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, I'll jump in there.
Okay.
That's my favorite part. When I first applied for Leadership Reading, my son had said, if you want to know just about everything there is to know about Reading, you need to go through Leadership Reading. So I applied, and then I got to the interview process, and I was scared to death. But they were so welcoming because the team for Leadership Reading, we know how great it is, and we want every single person to experience that excitement, and then to see how we can become better community members because of the knowledge that we've gained. And I've known people who've been in Reading their entire lives, and I know more about Reading than they do, which is crazy. But it's just that's how well-rounded this is. So we try during the interview process to make sure that they understand that they're wanted and they are valued for their contribution. But we also want to be sure that it's a well-rounded class and diversified. So we don't want to have two lawyers, or we don't want to have two of anything. We want a real estate agent and a cop and a lawyer and a CPA or whatever. So we try to make the class very well-rounded, and it's worked fabulously for many since the 70s. I think the 70s was when we first started a class, long before my time.
Okay. And we're here with Brian Scar, who's the vice chair of Leadership Reading, and Mimi Mosley, who is a member of their committee there, and she's been involved with it since 2010. Is that about
12.
12. Okay, since 2012.
Yep.
All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Gun Store. They just opened up their gun store at 11091 Rhyolite Drive. That's right off of Lake Boulevard over there by the bowling alley in that area. They have a super selection of firearms. They have all the accessories. They have ammo. They have it all. And right next door to it, as part of the same building, is their training facility that they have for all of the people getting their CCWs in our area. Northern Firearms Instruction has been around about 15 years and is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching at Sportsman's Warehouse, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, and a number of other areas. Northern Firearms Instruction, you can reach them at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. It is 7:50 in the morning here on the last day of February, 35 degrees out there, and today it's going to be snow showers before 7 a.m., then rain and snow showers between 7 and 10. It looks like it's just kind of raining now. Then a chance of rain showers after 10 a.m. Some thunder is also possible, high near 47. South-southwest winds 11 to 14 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. And less than 1 inch possible of snow accumulation. We may not have any more snow today, so that's good. I'm here with Brian Scar and Mimi Mosley from Leadership Reading. We're talking about Leadership Reading. They've been around since the 70s. The 20 or so candidates from Leadership Reading, this is a 10-month program. They meet about once a month. They start out with a long weekend up in out past Shingletown, to kind of putting everything together. And then it's 10 months of learning about the city, how the city runs. They meet the board of supervisors. They meet the city council. They meet the CEO and CAO of the county and the city, and many more people. So, hey, Mimi. It seems like a great place to jump off for somebody that's thinking about politics.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I would never want to do it. But we do have quite a few people. One of the ones that I'll mention is Kristen Schrader. She was elected and then applied for Leadership Reading afterwards. And I thought that was very humble of her, because she... You know, a lot of politicians think they've already got it together. They know how to solve all the problems of our community. And she realized maybe there's something I don't know. And so she joined Leadership Reading. We've had so many amazing people that have come through. I'm pretty proud of my son, Matt Mosley, who is, he's the one who got me to sign up, and I loved it. And there's just, it's not just politics, though. There are so many people who go through Leadership Reading and they just choose to serve from the background. You will never know their names, but they serve diligently in various places like the Mission, or just going through and cleaning up graffiti and things like that. So it's the biggest thing that I think at Leadership Reading does is it puts a heart into the participants to serve the community. And there's so many people that can gripe about this or that, but you don't see them serving. So I just wear that proudly, and so do most of the people who have had the great experience of going through Leadership Reading.
I'll give you a quick example. So last weekend, Mimi texted me, and she had something to drop off, one of the prizes for our golf tournament. And she had to make room in her car to take the present out because she was taking jackets over to the mission. So, I mean, that's those kind of things that are happening behind the scenes. She's not asking for, you know, any recognition, but
Mimi never does. But thank goodness Mimi's recognized by every organization that I can think of.
Well,
it's true, Mimi. You've done that, and you stand up for friends too, Mimi. I like that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
yeah,
we do.
You do.
And, you know, Reading was—they welcomed us when we came to the community, and that's who we are as a community. We welcome people in, and when you do that, it fosters the opportunities that are available to us here. And you could go to any city in the country, and you won't have the benefits of that have been ingrained in this community. They're just Reading is a welcoming community, and some of the best people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah. Now you are having an event here, Brian. In a couple of days, or
yes, this Thursday, 5:30 at the atrium downtown. We're going to be having our alumni social, and this is an opportunity for previous graduated classes to come celebrate Leadership Reading, as well as anybody that's thinking about joining Leadership Reading or applying, or just wants to learn a little bit more about it. It's a great opportunity to come and hear more firsthand stories about how Leadership Reading's impacted, you know, someone's situation. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity to kind of rally the community together, bring people downtown, and get to know more about the program.
Yeah, and you can park right behind it at the brand new parking structure.
Yep.
Or you can park on the street. Whatever you want. So that's going to be Thursday, and it starts at
5:30.
So if you want to learn more about Leadership Reading, which has played a big part in our town, it's a good time to do it. Meet some of the alumni, talk to them about the impact it's had on their lives.
Yeah, and going back to your point about politics, you know, politics has been something that's been pretty divisive. I mean, not just in our community, but I mean, it's played a pretty big role in some of the discourse that's been going on. The greatest thing about Leadership Reading is we're pulling people from, like Mimi was saying earlier, we're pulling together a diverse group. There's, you know, different political affiliations, different religions, different backgrounds in the community. And so you're really, you know, when you're thinking about, you know, one of the ways we can kind of, you know, solve some of that political discourse that's out there, I think Leadership Reading's a great program that can help, you know, build some of those bridges.
Somebody's calling in asking about the sound on the on our streaming.
It's working on our end.
It's working. So just what I would say is refresh your computer. Okay. Brian Scar and Mimi Mosley, Leadership Reading. This is, you know, people have heard of Leadership Reading, but they don't realize that they can be part of this. And you can apply. And how do you apply? Who do you go to?
You go to leadershipreading.com, and you can apply directly on our website. The tuition, it's a $750 tuition for the program. There are some potential scholarships available for those hardships out there, but that's the best way to get started. And I will say, I didn't make it my first time. We get quite a few people that apply.
You can only take about 20, right?
30.
30. Okay, you can take 30. So
30. I wish we could take more, but unfortunately, just with the resources that we have available, and you know, a lot of these people that come to our program days and participate in what the class is experiencing, they're all doing so on a volunteer basis. So their time is valuable as well. So we have to be, you know, cognizant of that.
Okay. All right. And Mimi.
Yes, sir.
How old is Marty's truck?
Oh, it's a 96.
Oh, well.
It's pretty old.
Well, four-wheel drive.
But it's a beater. It's a beater.
Okay. So, final thoughts from you, Mimi, about Leadership Reading.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just tell people Leadership Reading, the experience every month, once a month on those first Thursdays, it's like an adult field trip. You get to unplug from the stress of your job, and you get to learn about our community. And as Brian was saying, we have got so many people from different walks that it's the way a community functions best is when you have people from different walks of life, that they're able, you're able to look at somebody and go, wow, I always thought you people were this way, and I see you were not that way. That, so it's kind of a, it's a neat way to get to know others and to set some of our personal biases aside and just get to know other people and make a better, well-rounded community as a result.
Okay. No, that's good. That's a good way to end it. Well, thanks a lot, Brian Scar, Mimi Mosley from Leadership Reading, for joining us. And a reminder that this Thursday at the Atrium, at starting at 5:30, they're going to have alumni. But it's for anybody that wants to learn more about Leadership Reading and meet some of the people there. It's going to be at the Atrium at 5:30 this Thursday. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to an early edition of Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. What we're going to do is, because we didn't get the news, it's because our satellite dish probably has some snow accumulation, and Liam is on his way up there.
I'm leaving.
You're leaving right now, and so we'll try and keep everybody busy for 15 minutes. I don't know if it's got – anyway, you know what to do when you get up there. So good morning. Today's the 28th of February. It's 8:02 in the morning. The news, if there was news, but it is 24 hours a day, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. He's gone already. The weather today – snow likely before 7 a.m., which we got. Then rain and snow between 7 and 1 p.m. Then there's – I'm just going through this. We're going to have rain, 100% chance of rain today, total daytime snow accumulation, maybe around an inch. I don't know. I know it was raining in Palo Cedro, but no snow.
It was snowing by Mary Lake and Shasta High School and U Prep in that area. It was still snowing a little bit.
It was still snowing when you're on your way in. Okay. Tuesday, rain and snow showers. That's today, beginning all day. Wednesday, widespread frost before 10 a.m. It's gonna have a high near 51, and north wind 7 to 13 miles an hour. Wednesday night, Widespread frost after 11 p.m. with a low around 26 Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high near 54 Thursday night. Again, 32 Friday. Mostly sunny, and Friday night, a chance of showers after 4 p.m. All right, and the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a locally owned business, a family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. They do treat their customers as warm friends. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and you made it in today.
I did. Yeah, the roads are actually not too bad.
Yeah. Roads are clear.
The roads are not too bad. Everybody seems to be going pretty slow, which is good. So if you're listening, you're in the car, just pay attention. They're not great, but they're definitely better. Look at the forecast. They're saying Saturday, Sunday, Monday, they're expecting snow overnights on there too. What, do we live in Truckee all of a sudden? This is ridiculous.
I know. What happened?
I don't know.
Well,
this is,
you know,
crazy.
What happened? Climate change.
Now it's global warming.
Wait. No. They did away with global warming because that wasn't happening. So now it's climate change.
Right.
So
all I know is it's cold, and I don't really like snow.
Well, I tell you what. Going out and seeing your horse where the wind is blowing, the rain is pouring down, and you're trying to change a bandage on. So
I called you yesterday during it, and I get a,
yeah,
hello. You were out of breath. I could tell you were a little bit frustrated. But you love her, so you're out there taking care of her, which is awesome.
And you know what? We took the bandage off her for Odina the Wonder Horse. The big bandage is off her now.
Good deal.
So I just do a little wrap around her leg, and she's happy.
Now, that's awesome.
I put her in trying to keep her drier and into a smaller stall. And Casey, who owns the place, is very, very helpful. I can't say enough about this young man. But she was agitated when she was in, and it was a smaller stall. I mean, it was roomy. But there was a horse next to her that was just, all excited that there was a mare in the area. And I waited around for like 10 or 15 minutes, and no, it wasn't getting any better. So I just took her back, put her back in her stall, and she was happy.
Yeah.
If you throw in some hay, she's even happier.
Right.
But at least thanks to Dr. Shaw and the great people down at Crossroads Vet, she is healed up totally. I think she's ready to rock right now. Mark.
Carl.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Yeah, it's been
a month.
Yeah, I can't believe it's already been a month. But, it's been a challenge, obviously. We're really, really full on animals still, and then we've got weather stuff. I mean, we shut down on Friday like a lot of businesses did in the community because, I mean, our parking lot was just a nightmare. I think they forecast, 3 to 6 inches, and we had no less than 10 inches in our parking lot. So people were spinning out. A lot of my staff weren't able to make it in. The ones that did make it in, I appreciated. So we cleaned kennels and took care of the animals, and then somebody went back in the afternoon to make sure they were taken care of again. And then there were a couple of people that stayed all day long. But
everybody here at KCNR, Free Fire Media, made it in.
Oh, we had a lot of people that made it in. I mean, I made it in.
Yeah, the ones that make it in are Huns.
Yeah.
Or they have four-wheel drive.
Yeah, right. And, you know, it was great because we had a lot of team members that picked up other team members and to bring them in, which is great. And so we had a lot of staff that did show up, which was good. But, yeah, we made the decision to close down based on a lot of things. One, the parking lot. Two, we did have a lot of staff that weren't able to make it in. But also, realistically, we weren't going to be seeing any customers that day because nobody was driving on the roads. And
there were not a lot of people out there.
No, although 273 was pretty good, East Side, which is right in front of us, which is what road we're on, that was horrible. Just going up over the tracks was bad. So
44 was closed in Millville.
Yeah, yeah. Right so we shut down on Friday and a little bit early. I think we shut down at, I don't know, 10:30, something like that. But the animals are all taken care of. They were all warm and fed and clean and everything and good to go. So and I thank my staff for making it in and those that are in there today, because I know it's a little rough. We have some folks that live a little farther up north where it is snowing a little bit more, but just be careful out there. It's, you know, driving conditions aren't optimal, that's for sure.
So what did the dish look like, buddy?
It's a good amount of snow on it.
Wow, there was, huh?
Yeah, I mean, solid. I don't know.
I was surprised. I thought it'd be kind of. It didn't seem like it would accumulate that much, but the way that dish is, it probably piles.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. Good job. You got an anniversary, but it's not a happy anniversary.
Yeah. So our pet story of the month is an anniversary one. So anniversaries aren't always a reason to celebrate. Last Saturday, Rita, a black and white pit bull terrier, reached a one-year anniversary at Haven Humane. Rita's only 3 years old, so she spent a third of her life at the shelter. When Rita came to the shelter, she had foxtails in her paws and dermatitis, both of which were treated as a two-time both of which were treated. As a two-time graduate of Camp Love a Pet, she learned tons of tricks and discovered that playtime can also be educational. She cannot wait to show you that she has beauty and brains. Rita also learned that playing with other dogs is super fun and would do great in a home with a dog her size or larger. She has played with a couple of Haven's dogs and gets along with dogs that will let her be in charge. We do think she would do best in a home without small animals, as her playful nature tends to lead to her...
I imagine that, chase, you know, in that she might be playing and knock down a small animal.
Yeah, that's not on purpose. That's all it is.
That's why they have small dog park, large dog park.
Right, right. With Rita being the active and energetic girl she is, we would recommend her home be able to accommodate her activity needs, either daily walks or runs or a fenced backyard with lots of room to run. She loves to play fetch, but is also content running around on her own when she has plenty of toys to play with. This girl isn't a sit-on-the-sidelines kind of dog. She wants to be out and about in the heart of the action. She has been the pet of the week, and if you search the word Rita on her Facebook page, you can find photos of her. Look for the black and white pity with Ella, one of our amazing volunteers. Her adoption fee has been fully sponsored, so come meet her and see how it goes. Rita really is a sweet dog. She was in Camp Love a Pet twice, and she gets excited when she sees people she knows, and she knows all of us, and she's been with us a year, and she deserves a home. She's a really good pup. So
yeah, you know what? She's getting a lot of attention, but after a year, you got to, you know, let's start. Come on, people, you want a good pup that you don't, you know, that fits into your household, you don't have to pay anything for.
Yeah.
She's already spayed. She's already got a chip in her. She's healthy. She's had her shots. It's a good way to.
She's really sweet.
Yeah. Is this the kind of dog that will sit there and next to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rita loves attention. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a good
girl. So she'll get there and put her head on your knee and look at you with scratch my ear looks.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to meet Rita or any of our other dogs, 241-1653, call one of our adoption counselors, explain what your living situation is, what you're looking for, and they can help match you to a dog. Maybe it's not Rita, maybe it is Rita, but they can help you match you to a dog so that it's a great fit for both of you. And that's what we look for, is forever adoptions.
She's been in here before.
She has been.
And I remember her.
Absolutely, she has. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember her, and she is just a love. She comes over and wants to lick your hand, and then
yep.
She'll come over, she'll crawl over underneath the table, came over. Here I am. Notice me.
And I haven't had her on Mark's Monday mashup yet, so maybe I'll do that. I'm going to put a couple cats on next week just because I cleaned cats last Friday in the adoption center, and I kind of made friends with a couple of them, so I kind of want to highlight them. But
you know, there's the most insidious thing that's been put on the internet is these reels on Facebook. They last like 2 minutes, minute and a half, 2 minutes, and in it you'll get different types of animals. And cats and kittens, they are just, they make me laugh.
I think they're all TikTok feeds is what they are.
Well, they may be. I don't know. Yeah. But it's on Facebook. I don't go to TikTok because it's a communist plot to to destroy our country. Why are they banning it from government?
I was wondering why you were wearing a tinfoil hat this morning.
No,
yeah, I know.
I don't have that. Wearing my what?
Nothing. I said tinfoil hat.
Yeah. Oh, tinfoil hat. I'm just going by what the media says there, buddy. Anyway, but if you watch these kittens and these cats, they are hilarious on there. And, you know, just doing things that are natural to them. But I've actually thought about a cat, except Linda is extremely allergic
to cats.
We would have had one by now.
Cats are great. I mean, there are definitely cat people, and there are dog people, and there are people that enjoy both. I enjoy both. I don't have cats. I have had cats for many, many years. Most of Tina and I's marriage, we have cats.
I've had a cat in my life before.
Our kids are moving home, and they're bringing two cats with us, with them, so we will have two cats here come May. So we'll see how that works with our dogs, because they've never... One of them is the only one that's lived with cats, so we'll see how that goes. But, no, cats are great. Cats are more independent, for sure, than dogs.
And you can leave a cat overnight.
Yeah, that's part of the independence.
I have friends that have cats, and she's got her kitty camera. She's got three cats, and she has a kitty camera throughout the house. So when they travel, if they go for a week, now if somebody comes in, feeds them, checks on them and all that, but then she can get on her phone at any time, and she'll go through the cameras till she sees them.
Yeah, that's great. We have one for our dogs, too.
I wonder if I should put one out for the horse. Have, you know, you got a doggy camera, kitty camera, one had a horse camera.
Yeah, you could, for sure.
And you just see, you know, where is she? That kind of thing. The other, you know, I don't understand horses. I mean, I understand a lot about horses. But there it was yesterday. The rain is coming down hard. The wind's blowing. And there they were outside, their rumps into the wind, heads down, and they were just standing there.
It's BAFTA.
And then when we show up, here she comes trotting up because, I don't know, maybe she thought she was going to be fed or something. And she'd already been fed at that point.
Maybe she just wanted to see you.
I think that's it. She runs up to us. Anyway.
Horses people don't get. Horses are very...
they can...
Very social.
They are. They are a herd animal, and you become part of their herd.
Absolutely.
And they miss you if you're not there, even though there'll be other horses around. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting help for a work injury, or if it's not going the way you think it should go, because it is life-changing, a work injury, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168. Give him a call, and it's a free consultation. Tell him what's going on, and in some cases he'll tell you, nope, this is the way it's going on, and you just have to be patient. And other times he'll just say, nope, that's wrong. And then he gets into the fight for you. He worked for the insurance companies. He knows how they work. He didn't like it. That's why he opened up his own office. It's got the largest workers' compensation office, legal office north of Sacramento, because he does a great job. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The 80s Welcome bumper back. Music. I love the 80s bumper music.
That's because you grew up in the 60s. So
I did not. I grew up in the 80s, and Liam is in my wheelhouse right now.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Mark Story, who is CEO of Haven Humane, and me. Thinking about purchasing an electric car or bicycle? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Like I said, I'm here with Mark Story, and we talked about Rita. And Rita is a very adoptable black and white pity terrier. Now, Doggy Dash.
Yeah, Doggy Dash is March 18th, so it's only a couple weeks away, and it'll be at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This will be a certified 5K, 10K family fun run walk fundraiser event. We'll have prizes for 5K and 10K winners. Bring your dogs and dress them up in a costume if you'd like for a chance to win a prize for them. $30 for the 5K or $45 for the 10K's registration. Participants 10 years and under are free. The event will be held rain or shine. The registration is open on active.com, and there is a link in our calendar section on our website at havenhumane.org. Online registration closes March 16th, but there will be registration at the event from 8 to 8:45, and the race starts at 9. So this is a certified 5K, 10K. So if you're a hardcore runner and you're looking for a certified time, this is it. And it's a beautiful place that we run. And if you normally run with your dogs, you can't in the North State anywhere else. So now is the opportunity to do that. So this is the only place in the North State where we have a dog-friendly run. So we usually have quite a few dogs come out. It's a lot of fun. And if you just want to come out and just walk the 5K, it's a beautiful layout. It goes through the Arboretum.
Can I bring a horse?
Absolutely beautiful. You cannot bring your horse. Because it's cheating, because you would ride, because you don't actually want to run a 5K or 10K.
I've done that with a horse.
Yeah, no, we're not.
No,
we're not.
I've run alongside.
Yeah, this is a Doggy Dash.
Doggy Dash, okay.
Yeah, so not a horse dash.
All right, be that way. Now, rain or shine, right?
Rain or shine, yeah. Last year we had a little bit of rain, and then it kind of cleared up, and it was actually a great event. And like it says, you know, we do have registration that morning, so if you're not sure, but Saturday comes up and you want to go out and join us for the 5K, 10K, then come on out and register that day, 8 a.m. So it's going to be at Turtle Bay. It's like I said, we're so lucky to have Turtle Bay. It's an amazing place. And yeah, to go out there, the 5K and the 10K courses, they're both great. I love it.
I would like to mention Turtle Bay. You just heard me in an advertisement for the Marine Corps United States Marine Corps Museum, and they sent out about 30 paintings and sculptures to on their traveling, they have a traveling show, and we were really, really fortunate to get it here. And so if you have not gone there, please go there and see that exhibition and the other other exhibits there. These are all from combat artists that served and were embedded with different Marine units and drew what they saw out there, everything from Desert Storm through Somalia up into Iraq and Afghanistan. It's a great exhibit. You know, take the time to go see that. Camp Love a Pet, again, another successful one, even though you haven't had it yet. You've already
well, registration was successful,
yeah. We still got everybody signed up for it, yeah.
Yeah, we had registration February 1st. It's February 1st every year, and we had a line out the door when I got there at like 6:45 in the morning. We normally open at 8. We went ahead and opened a little early to do the registration just because we were giving out numbers. And, yeah, we were full by 9 o'clock. I think we've got, oh, gosh, like 12 or 13 people on each camp on a waiting list already, so which is great. And people ask all the time, you know, why don't you add another camp or add more campers? And I'll answer both questions. So it's a problem with logistics and timing because for every two kids we add, that adds a dog that is now locked into the shelter for a minimum of 3 weeks, and that's a very difficult thing for us, especially when we're as full as we are. And then from a logistics standpoint, we have a lot of volunteers that are the counselors, and without those amazing volunteer counselors, we wouldn't be able to make camp happen. And so having three would mean we would have no break in between. And obviously our counselors want to have summers as well. So we just, it's really difficult for us to do that. So that's why we offer two camps a year and we limit it to 16 kids. We have gone over 16 before, but this year we're definitely going to stick to 16. And again, a big part of that is because of limited kennel space right now. So that's 8 dogs because it's 2 kids per dog.
Yeah.
So that is the reason, but I did want people to know that. I wish we could do more, but it would be counterproductive. We would lose volunteers and stuff, and that's definitely not what we would do.
Yeah, it's very intensive for them.
It is. And it's a lot of fun, and we're working on some special stuff. And Cassie, who is our volunteer coordinator and Camp Love the Pet director, is working on some new stuff, which would be great. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really looking forward to it. You know how I am. I love Camp Love the Pet, so it's just so much fun.
You're full.
We are.
Yeah.
And we're extremely full. I've never seen animal care like this, and it's not just us, and it's not just the North State. It's across the country. We can guess at what the problem is, people breeding during COVID, the economy. I mean, I think it's a mix of a whole lot of things. But really, to me, the problem isn't what is causing it. The issue to me is how do we get through it? And unfortunately, we're making tough decisions, and I've made no secret of that. We've had to make tough decisions. We've had to euthanize more dogs than we have in many, many years. And it's tough. It's tough on the staff. It's obviously tough on the dogs. And it's been a really tough time. So we need the community's help. And so the community can help. And how can you help? Well, it's easy. You don't have to come in and adopt, because I know a lot of people that want to help and adopt already are at their limit, and that limit may not be the city limit or the county limit. That limit may be, I know that, like me, I'm at my limit. I know that 3 dogs is my limit right now. I can't really go over that. Otherwise I'd bring another dog home. So maybe your friends or your family are looking to adopt. So, you know, share. Help us network our dogs and cats. Go on our Facebook page. Go on our website, heavyhumane.org. Go on our YouTube. Watch Mark's Monday Mashup. Watch our other YouTube content. You know, subscribe to that. Like it. Share it. You know, hit the notification button. Do all that. Those little things really help a ton, because anytime we can network our animals more, that gets it out there. And so we have more people looking at Rita and more people who are interested in coming in and meeting Rita. So that's how people can help. That's the best way to do it. You can share us on your Facebook. You can share our YouTube links. You know, you can make sure that your dogs are spayed, neutered, microchipped. Make sure they have a collar. Make sure that they have a license. All those things help out. If our animal control officers pick up a dog and it's got a microchip or a collar with an ID on it, they're going to call that owner and it's going to go to them before it ever comes to the shelter. And that's exactly what we want. We want to keep animals in their homes. And then my Mark's Monday Mashup, which came out yesterday, was more serious. I don't know if you've watched it yet, but it was a very serious one. And I talk about owner surrenders, and I talk about adoption returns. And, yes, we make a commitment when somebody adopts an animal from us that we will commit to the lifetime of that animal. If you need to bring it back, we will definitely take it back. But the problem that I have is that we have tons of people bringing animals back for all kinds of different reasons, almost all of them preventable. Training, crate training, maybe getting some food from us to get you through a tough spell. There's ways that we can help keep the animals in the home. So what I ask is that you give us an opportunity to at least try and correct a problem, so that it's not a problem anymore, because that animal wants to stay with you. And I hope that you want the animal to stay in your family, because hopefully at this point it's a family member. So yeah, so anyway, my Mark's Money Master was kind of serious. It also talked about when you do adopt an animal, I think expectations need to be realistic. You know, we always taught as a kid that expectations and goals should be realistic and attainable. But we adopt a dog or a cat, and we bring it back the next day because it didn't meet our requirements. I'm sorry, but if my life changes drastically three times, right? So I leave the place I'm at, I get to the shelter, which is crazy. I adjust to the shelter, then I leave that, and then I get into another place. I'm not going to adjust in 24 hours. I'm not. And to expect a dog or a cat or a horse or any other animal to adjust in 24 hours is just unrealistic. It's not going to happen.
No, I just gave a perfect example. I put her in the same
yes.
stables, put her into a different stall, and things went sideways. I mean, not violent by any means, but things went sideways.
Right.
She was agitated, and she's a very calm horse. So yeah, I can imagine if you've been someplace, if you live with a family, then come to the Haven Humane, to the shelter, and as well as you treat those animals, then go to another place that there's going to be 24, 48 hours. You just got to be ready that there's going to be, you know.
It's going to take a few days, and you need to be ready for that. And you know, your horse, it's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. If you had been able to stay there for a few hours and stay in that other run with her, then maybe she would have adjusted, right? But you knew that you didn't have the time to stay with her, and you didn't want to put her through that, so you put her back.
So I put her back in her old place. I just wanted to keep her drier, but, you know, with the bandage. And the, but, you know, she was a lot happier over there.
Yeah.
She felt comfortable. She knew that area. I mean, yeah.
Well,
that's
fine. I will.
And she was still out of the rain if she chose to do that.
I will tell you that no matter how great my staff is, no matter how great our volunteers and our entire team is, these animals are happier in your home than they are in our shelter. Because
oh, yeah.
no matter what we do, it's still a shelter, and it's still a scary place for animals. We can make it as comfortable as we can. We can give them tons of love, and we do. We take good care of them. But it is no replacement for a home. So when people adopt, I really encourage them to think about it. Number one, it's a lifetime commitment to the animal. It's not until it's inconvenient anymore. So make sure that you're making that lifetime commitment. And two, that you really got to be patient when they first come, because it is going to take a while to adjust. And then you're going to see their true personality, and you're really going to fall in love with them, and they're going to fall in love with you. And it builds that trust. And I promise you, if you do that, it will be better. I will tell you that the last two dogs that I adopted, I actually took like a week of vacation when I brought them home, because I wanted to be there to bond with them and be there when they did that. I know some people can't do that, but if you can, it certainly is optimal.
Okay. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. Why? Great accommodations, gourmet chef, transportation if you want, activities if you wish to participate. Maybe this is a place you can put all the things that mean something to you, and you don't have to worry about fixing gutters or plumbing problems or anything like that. They also have a new program for moderate income families. But, you know, find out what that is. If you think, oh, I can't afford to go to a top class retirement community like this, no. Give Brian Martin a call at 530-221-2121. Find out about the moderate income program and arrange a personalized tour, have lunch, and see why so many people love it at River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
The This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no homeless pets.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
That girl. Gonna make a man if it takes all night.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 Amateur Talk Radio with Carl Moore and Bob. 8:36 in the morning on the last day of February. It's about 35 degrees, 36 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today, my friends. May have snow a little bit later, but little snow flurries. Maybe an accumulation of up to an inch. So hopefully we've had the snow we're going to have. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, it's a veteran-owned business. They give great haircuts. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. They work by appointments, which really works out great. You can find a time in your schedule, give them a call, go in, get your haircut, and out. 530-244-9478 is their phone number. They are man's last stronghold in there. Like I said, they're right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and I've got a friend that lives on this place.
I don't believe it.
And he's probably listening. He listens all the time. If there is a car on your property, or you have an old car, now here's a car on the property that probably runs, but nobody uses it. This is a great opportunity to get a write-off and to help Haven Humane. So how does that work, donating
and,
your car?
And to have it taken off your hands without you having to do
anything.
Because they do everything for you, yes.
The only thing you need is the
And it doesn't title. Have to be a car. It could be a car. It could be a motorhome. It could be a boat. They'll take all vehicles, which is great. So, yes, you can donate to Haven Humane. Your donation helps support our shelter by providing funding to care for all the homeless animals waiting for their forever homes. It's easy to give, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. You can call 855-500-7433. Again, that's 855-500-7433. Or complete the online donation form at havenhumane.org/services. And you can see it on their ways to give, I believe is where it's at. So, they are great.
Have to
they
be
do
running.
Everything. No, it doesn't have to be running.
You just
do everything.
You just have to have the title. Have the title.
Yep.
So you can't just go and have a bad day with your neighbor and have their car towed away.
They do all the paperwork. They get it. They give you the tax deductible receipt. They take care of everything. It's great. We've had quite a few people do it, and it's been really good. Everybody's had a good experience. In fact, Mandy just did it with an old car that was her son's, and I believe she's going to have a YouTube video up soon with that experience so you can see how it actually went, which is great. It's a really good thing. It helps us out, and I know a lot of people have cars that have been sitting around doing nothing.
Well, okay, now there's another way you can help donate that you don't even feel, and it's called the Roundup app.
Yeah, the Roundup app is an app where it allows you to – so it's kind of like the things where when you go into a store and they say, hey, do you want to round up to a dollar? That's what the Roundup app does. It automatically, when you use your card, rounds up to the nearest dollar. So if it's 88 cents, 12 cents is going to go towards Haven if that's who you pick for the – and hopefully you do for the Roundup app. And the cool thing with the Roundup app is you can limit it. So you can put, I don't want to go over – $20 a month, right? And at the end of the year, they send you a tax receipt, so you've got that for your taxes, and it helps out. So it is an easier way to donate, and you kind of forget about it, but you control how much total. So you're not going to donate more than you want to, which is great. And you can get more information on the Roundup app again on havenhumane.org.
Okay. I pulled up your March Monday mashup. It's easy. You just go to YouTube and say March Monday mashup, and there you are with a whole bunch of different shows there.
Every Monday, March Monday mashup comes up. We film it the week before, obviously, and then Amanda in our development does an amazing job of editing it. And, yeah, it's fun. It is. I will say that I have a lot more respect for content creators on YouTube now than I did before. I watch a lot of YouTube content creators anyway for different things. But I always had wondered, well, why don't you put out more than one a week? Well, it's hard because it's hard to find the content and then, doing the editing and getting everything ready to go. It is time consuming, but it is a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. I almost always, other than this week's, introduced a staff member, and a lot of times, it's repeats because I've been doing this for a while now. I introduce an adoptable animal, and it's great. And then I talk about current events, like during the holidays, I talked about, holiday food, how rich it is. I talked about New Year's fireworks, that kind of stuff. So it's fun, and I try and keep it fun and light. Like I said, yesterday's is not quite as fun and light, and there are no staff members in there. There are some adoptable pictures at the end. But it's myself and my dog, Sprite, in it. And I just wanted to be real, which is, I think, super important, too. So, and I think the transparency
is... You can't gloss over things that are happening.
No, and I think that the transparency is really critical to our career field, our whole industry with sheltering. And I think that this is me on my soapbox a little bit, but I think that one of the reasons that we're still in a position where animals are needlessly being euthanized in our country is because we didn't have that transparency in sheltering 50 years ago. Had we let people know that animals were needlessly dying in shelters 50 years ago, I don't think we would have the number of unspayed and unneutered animals in our households that we do today. And so I think it's important. I think it's critically important that shelters are very open and honest about what's going on. And we want to do that because we're here to serve our community and we're here to be a part of our community. But, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it lots of times in the future, but we can't do that alone and we can't do it without the support of our community. And it's important the community knows exactly where we are at.
Okay. Now, this kind of ties into your vet hospital updates mm-hmm. when we start talking about that, to taking care of your pets, but also trapping and neutering, things, you know, of and that happens at the hospital.
Yeah, our vet hospital is doing TNR, trap, neuter, release for feral cats. They do that up to 5 cats a day. Monday through Thursday, cats must be in a trap, and they need to be at the vet hospital by about 7:15 for check-in. Limit 2 cats per person, and, of course, it's a first-come, first-served basis. There are vouchers that may be available, depending on which jurisdiction you live in. There are vouchers for every jurisdiction normally, and you can call 241-2550 for voucher information beforehand. You can also call the hospital if you need to schedule any appointments. You can't schedule the TNR ones, but 241-1658 is the direct line to our vet hospital. We are scheduling spay-neuter appointments for own pets. I believe we're full for a little bit, so I think if you call in March that they might open them back up, and that's going to be 241-1658 again. We do have prices for the procedures listed on our website, too, under the vet hospital tab at havenhumane.org. And then, of course, every Wednesday, we do have our vaccine clinic, which is from 2 to 4 p.m. It's outside of our vet hospital. We do recommend that people come early because we limit it to about 35 animals. And the last couple of weeks, we have had to send people away because we had more than 35 people there. And the reason for that is simply because we have a really hard time doing more than 35 within that time limit, and our staff still needs to do other stuff for the animals that we have there. So, but it is full every week, which is great.
I remember going to Haven Humane when y'all had or the animal control had found a house with all of these dogs in it.
Oh, that's right.
You remember yeah. that? Uh-huh. And yeah. I mean, this was several years ago, of course, yeah. but you had an assembly line of animals being spayed that day or neutered. And
both.
I mean, and it was, you had it. This is not a one person process. This is like a 6-person process because they're taking care of the dogs before, they're taking care of the dogs after. Your surgeon was just doing, finish one, close it up, move to the next one. And you have 2 separate tables there. So
we do, yeah.
And so those things happen. So
yeah, Dr. So Campbell
can,
and...
So then you can adopt them.
And our team there are doing just a phenomenal job. And Dr. Campbell, Bridget, our lead RVT and office manager there are doing just a great job. And I'm super proud of them. And we're offering, you know, starting to offer more services. Keep looking at our Facebook. We do have something coming up in March. We're going to try and do a feral day where we're going to do a bunch of feral cats in one day. So they're doing great things there.
Okay. Let's take a break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now.
Thank you to all our amazing guests for voting us Best in the North State 2022 in multiple categories. We couldn't have done it without you. Voted Best Casino, Best Employer of over 500 employees, and Best Place to Dance for the 2022 Best of the North State Awards. Come down and join us for all the fun and exciting events and promotions we have going on in 2023. After 30 years, we're still the one. For more information on all upcoming events, see WinRiver.com.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can put it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Redding Police Department joins us. And I think also we've got another group coming in. I don't know. I have it written down someplace else, but for sure, Redding Police Department will be with us. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And we're talking about, of course, Haven Humane and things going on. They've got a dog out there named Rita. And Rita's been in here before, and she is just a love bomb.
She is. She's a sweetheart.
She's a sweetheart. She's been in there for a year. Yeah. And if you're looking for a dog, and you know somebody that is, this is probably you need to come down and look at Rita. And she, her adoption fee has been fully sponsored. Come meet her. See how it goes. If you say this is good, when you take her home, give her a few days to, she's going to take a time to assimilate into your household there, because she has been in at Haven for a year. So
absolutely.
Give her a chance too. Okay. What else you got here?
Volunteers. I want to talk about our volunteers. Our volunteers are amazing. You know, that lime green shirt, that their neon lime green or whatever they call it that they have. It's become my favorite color just because of the people that wear them. Our volunteers are amazing. The other day when it was snowing, we had volunteers out there, walking dogs and playing with dogs. I was out with one while I was snowing on, Thursday afternoon, and she came back Saturday and in the snow and played with Pongo. And Pongo is a big mastiff. He's about 125 pounds, and he's just the biggest goof. And she sent me videos on Saturday, and I was just cracking up. It's just
you got a mastiff
great.
There.
Oh yeah, Pongo's amazing. Yeah, he's a great big love, but he's a big dog, so people need to understand that He's constantly like a bull in a china shop. So you got to be ready for it. But he's a love. I mean, he's a great dog. I really like
him. And you've got a number of huskies out there.
We have some huskies. Now. We have some huskies. We have some shepherds. Yeah, we've got a pretty good selection of animals that are all looking for forever homes. That's for sure. But you know, our volunteers are amazing. We have a new volunteer that walks dogs, and she also has experience with building websites and with computer stuff. So she volunteered, and so her, along with a student from Simpson University, are going to be revamping our website. So look for that in the future. Not that I dislike our website, but you know, you can always do better. So
you always change it.
They are working on that, and there's some things that we'd like to change, and they're going to change that website and update our website, which is great. So we're looking forward to that. But our volunteers are they really are awesome. And Cassie Badman, who is our volunteer coordinator, does such a great job with our volunteers. She's constantly looking for new ways to enhance the quality of life of the animals, but also the volunteers that are interacting with them. And that's fantastic. So if you're interested in volunteering, again, go to our website, havenhumane.org, look at volunteering. It's a very simple process. You fill out an online application. Cassie will email you back with some online training that you're going to complete, and then she will set it up for you to come in for an orientation, and then there's a little one-on-one training with either Cassie or one of our lead volunteers. This is if you're going to walk dogs or socialize cats. And then once you're signed off, then you come in, you can put it on a schedule. She has a whole thing that works out. There's no restriction on how little or how much time you can spend, which is great. We work around your schedule as long as we're there. It's Monday through Saturday. So we love our volunteers, and they do such great work.
How do you socialize a cat?
Oh, you just play with them.
And that's when you say that, you're just handling them so they're, especially if they're younger.
But they're all different, right? Cats are very, I mean, dogs are unique as well, but cats are very individual. So some of them don't like their belly rubbed. Some of them don't like to be touched at first. And so we use back scratchers, and we scratch their cheeks, and we get them to come around a little bit and work on that. Some of them, they just want to be all over you, and that's okay too. So our volunteers that work with cats, our staff that work with cats, know this. They know, you know, what the needs of each cat is, and we try and fulfill those needs so that they get socialized and get that enrichment that we try and do for the dogs as well.
I've seen the YouTube where the kitten was just, you know, was fierce, mouth open, trying to scratch at the beginning. And by the time of, you know, 2 minutes later, you know, over a period of time, that kitten was in people's laps and all this because they were just scared.
Oh, yeah. At first. Yeah, and our team does an amazing job of bringing cats that are, well, I'm using air quotes. You can't see it on the radio, but feral, and they're not feral. They're just scared, and so they bring them around. I had the pleasure of cleaning the kennels, the adoptable cats on Friday because of the snow, and I didn't have the team come in. I said, I'll get the cats. So I went in there and I cleaned the cats, and you know, they were all great. We don't have that many in the adoption center right now, cat-wise, but, you know, that'll change in a month when everything, kitten season goes full bore, then we'll have tons of cats. But there were two cats in there that I really, really enjoyed and had a good time playing with, and so I actually went in yesterday to say hi to both of them right away. One is Pumpkin, who's a little, you know, five-month-old kitten, and he's orange, and he's just hilarious. And the other one's Griffin, who's an older male who doesn't like his belly scratched, so I respect it, didn't scratch his belly. He's a very unique-looking cat. He's gray and white, but he's got one brown eye and then one eye that's half brown and half blue, which is crazy. And he talked the whole time I was in there on Friday, and he purred, and I'd go pet him on his cheeks and his head, and he loved it. He was great, and so I had to go in yesterday and say hi to my boys.
Well, you know what? I can imagine the volunteers get attached.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I can see that. And you go in because you got that one kitty that you want to, you know, it's just you're simpatico with them or a dog.
It's whether you're a volunteer, whether you're a staff member, I can tell you that when you're attached, when you get attached to these animals and you know you can't bring them home because it just doesn't make sense for you to bring them home, even though you'd like to. When they get adopted, it's a feeling that I can't really describe. It's an emotional high, and it's just a fantastic feeling because you know that you had an impact on that animal's life and you helped that animal get adopted. by making them more social and making them trust humans, which is great. So if you want to be a part of that and you want that feeling, it's kind of like I talked about with the patients with the animal. When you come to Haven, you need to get through about the first 3 weeks because it isn't easy. I will be honest. But it is rewarding. And the high highs are way better than any of those low lows that we have, which are way less frequent. So the high highs are way more frequent, and there's a lot of positive that we focus on with our adoptable animals and the ones that find forever homes. It's great, and it's a feeling like no other.
Now, if you want to help, and so people say, well, what do you need? You've got that listed someplace.
We do. We have wish lists on Amazon and Chewy. When you go on there, just look for wish lists, and then just put in Haven Humane Society. And our wish list for Amazon, we will be, because the kit nursery will be opening in April, sometime in early April, we will be having a virtual kitten shower yet again this year. And so a lot of the stuff we need for the kitten shower will be on that wish list, and will be on our Facebook and our website as well. So that will change shortly with what we need for that. A lot of it's going to be the food and the bottles and the nipples and all that stuff that we need for the kittens. And for anybody who doesn't know, our kitten nursery will open sometime in April, and it is 24/7 staffed all night long, and it's designed specifically for orphan kittens. That was one of the things that we looked at a few years ago and said, this is one of the things that we really need to fix, because unfortunately we were losing a lot of them because we just didn't have homes to put them in. So we opened this kitten nursery, built it, thanks to this community's support. And so, yeah, that's going to open up in April. And so there will be a wish list that we updated with the stuff for
good.
That.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
Everything you and your volunteers do out there. I mean, it's just... It is a great, great service you give to our community. Everybody, check Caltrans on the road conditions. Even though it's not snowing right now, if you're going north, you're going to need some be aware of everything that's going on there. 44, if you're heading up towards Shingletown and beyond Shingletown, you're going to need some extra care. Always have a go bag with you in the car that's got water and food and maybe some extra clothes and all this, just in case. Everybody have a great day. Be safe out there, and God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Don't